Dean is around town on WGN-TV this morning. Where are you, Dean?
I am in Lombard. I'm at the Weber Grill Restaurant and their brand new cooking school out here. I'm like a pig in slop out here, if you'll excuse the metaphor, with a barbecue restaurant. Because normally on Wednesday I do some cooking on TV back at the station or on our grills outside when the weather is nice. But Weber Grill has this brand new cooking school out here with the latest and greatest tools and gadgets, and we're going to have a grilling competition. Got a whole bunch of people out here, and we're going to have sort of an Iron Chef style cooking competition. Chef Klaus and I here are going to be cooking up some stuff a little bit later on. He has one of the biggest pork shoulders I've ever seen that's been on their smoker. They have a pellet smoker, Weber does. It's been on for hours already this morning. We're going to show you how to do something like that. I'm going to do something like a shrimp fajita coming up later on. So we're going to be doing some cooking. We're going to be brushing up and learning some new grilling skills. And, really the latest with, technique and tools is griddling. Everybody is, getting these new griddles and doing them out on their decks now. And we're going to show you some things that you can do on the outdoor griddle coming up later on as well. So I just may never leave the place. I love being out here.
Stand by. We'll give you a to-go order. And what you really need to get is information on the best way to clean the barbecue, because we all deal with that. Let's talk
well,
about.
Well, Dave Ennis changed my life with that several years ago. With I think it's called the Grill Daddy.
The Grill Daddy
is right. Remember you? Yes. You were the first one to tell me about this, and I am hooked on these things now. It's like a brush to clean the grill. But the handle of the grill, you put water in the handle of the grill, so it steam cleans the grill while you're cleaning it with the metal bristles. Mm-hmm. And it's the greatest thing ever to clean the grill. So, but I'll ask the Weber guys if they have, a lot of people don't like to use metal bristles on their grills. It doesn't bother me. I've never had any trouble with it. But I'm telling you what, this Grill Daddy steam cleaner, Dave Ennis should get a Nobel Prize for turning me on to that.
Well, thank you, Dean.
I forgot you guys mentioned that a while back. I'm gonna buy that. Let's get to the entertainment headlines. Superwoman is coming to. Is it the theaters or will it be streaming?
Yeah, Dean? No, this is going to be a theatrical movie. They just announced it yesterday that Warner Brothers is. They're the ones that kind of bring us all the DC superheroes, Superman and Batman and all that. They're going to have a new movie that will be hitting theaters called Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. And they're going to start making it shortly. And they are expecting that it will be in theaters on July 11th, 2025, to be exact. They have not said who Superwoman will be yet, or any of the other cast members of this movie yet. But we've been waiting for a theatrical Supergirl movie for a long, long time. So it's about time that they finally did something with that. Warner Brothers needs a hit with their superhero world.
Mm, they do. Has someone mentioned to Jimmy Kimmel that it's no longer fashionable to have COVID? But he's got it again, doesn't he?
Well, you know what? I actually misread the story that I had sent earlier. It's not fashionable to have COVID anymore, but he's been hosting what they call the Disney upfronts, and for all of the television networks, the upfronts are meetings of all the affiliates. If you're an ABC station, you go to the upfronts and they give you a preview of what's going to be coming up for the next season, mm-hmm. what they have coming up. And Jimmy Kimmel has hosted this for the last 10 years. Last year was the year that he had COVID.
Yeah, I thought so.
Couldn't be there for it. I thought when I first read the story that he had gotten COVID again, but he did not. He's perfectly fine with this. But he was, ABC, which also means that the Marvel Universe, Disney owns everything, ABC, and rights to Star Wars and rights to Marvel and rights to everything. And yesterday they announced that there will be a new Daredevil movie. There will be a new Ironheart movie coming, for Disney. They announced that season 3 of The Bear is right around the corner. That's going to be in early June. Wizards of Waverly Place spinoff is going to be coming up soon. So, it's a long, long list of what they have. Agatha All Along is setting a premiere date on Disney Plus. So all things Disney was announced with a very healthy Jimmy Kimmel yesterday.
Disney Plus is doing well, and it seems that they're getting in the music business because they have that remastered Let It Be on. And is it Disney Plus that's going to have the new Beach Boys documentary? I believe so, right?
Yeah, exactly right. There's a lot going on with them and Hulu, and this week the networks are laying it all out of what's going to be new and what's coming up on television. So we should have a lot of scoop for you. Mm-hmm.
Warm up the DVR. Here's what's available on your TV now. Dean?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of new stuff that's new on home video this week. And probably the number one thing that people are going to be checking out is season 3 of Bridgerton. It is back on Netflix. Kind of the storyline this season will be that a former wallflower is being helped by an old friend. Yeah, she sets out to seek a proper husband. Josh Brolin is kicking off a brand new series that is on Amazon Prime. It will be starting tomorrow. He plays a Wyoming rancher who finds a mysterious portal to other dimensions on the outskirts of his property. Again, that's Amazon Prime. There is a brand new movie that is kicking off on Apple TV Plus starting Friday called The Big Cigar. And this is about a Hollywood movie producer who plots to smuggle the founder of the Black Panther Party, Huey Newton, out of the country before the FBI closes in on him. That's Big Cigar. Again, that will begin streaming on Apple TV Plus on Friday. On Max right now, there is a movie that's called Home Sweet Rome, about a teen girl who finds a new life in Italy when her dad marries a world-famous pop star. I always like watching any movie that is set in Italy because it takes me right back and to all the beauty and all the great things that are there. If you're looking for something in the documentary form, This Kevin Spacey documentary that everyone's been talking about is out. It's called Spacey Unmasked, that focuses on his downfall, the flurry of allegations of sexual misconduct. That is a docuseries which features never-before-seen interviews from a lot of his accusers. I imagine some people are going to be interested in it. I know it's not something that I would sit down after a long, hard day to sit down and watch, but I suppose that there is some interest in that. Also on Netflix, there is Ashley Madison, Sex, Lies, and Scandal, that looks at that site that was popular several years ago, which catered to married people who were looking for affairs, and the data breach that came down on this website that brought the whole thing crashing down. It's called Ashley Madison, Sex, Lies, and Scandal. That one is streaming now on Netflix. There is The Pillowcase Murders, following a man targeting senior citizens in assisted living communities. That one is streaming now on Paramount Plus. We've got 99, which tells the highs and lows of a fairy tale season with soccer great David Beckham and Manchester United. That'll begin streaming Friday on Amazon Prime. And if you like reality shows, there is one called Love Undercover, which is brand new, that follows professional soccer players going incognito as they go out on dates looking for love. And that one is streaming now on Peacock. So there is plenty to take a look at out there this week.
Those documentaries sound interesting. The Kevin Spacey Netflix thing is a one season, like several episodes, did you say?
Well, I think it's either five or six episodes. It's not a full season. It's a docu-series. Usually it's about a half a dozen episodes or so, but it digs deep into the whole Kevin Spacey mess. I don't know.
I think it sounds interesting.
I guess I would be fairly interested in watching it. I feel like, it's on the news, not Kevin Spacey, but, these stories about sexual allegations against different people, they're on the news all the time. Do I really need to take a deep dive into that, really?
How about the Ashley Madison? The Ashley Madison doc. How about that one? That sounds good.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, the same thing about, sexual scandal. And the people who were going to the site, and then there was a data breach that not only destroyed the site itself, but, a lot of the people who were sneaking around on the site. I would rather watch the Three Stooges myself. give me Mo, Larry, and Curly any day over a docuseries on sexual scandal. Maybe that's just me.
Go back to your barbecue. Have fun out there, Dean. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow. Bye.